Here on St Giles, St John's College occupies extensive grounds. It is a great location for popping into town after a tutorial, and it's near the Bodleian Library and most Oxford departments. St John's was founded in 1555 by Sir Thomas White, a wealthy London merchant. White was master of the Merchant Tailors Company and established a number of educational foundations, including the Merchant Tailor Schools. It is one of Oxford's largest colleges, with around 400 undergraduates. Some students say it feels like a campus of its own, as the grounds are vast and the facilities are widespread. The college also runs its own pub, the Lamb and Flag, which you can see just a little further up from the entrance. In 2006, St John's even started its own television station, SJC TV. The station shows 2 half-hour programmes a term at college welfare nights. The aim is to enhance community spirit within the college, but it also helps to inform students of welfare provisions and, of course, allows students to use it for creative expression. St John's College teaches nearly all courses offered at Oxford and, like any other Oxford college, is committed to selecting the most academically able students from any background. Students enjoy playing a diverse range of sports within St John's and for the university. Many of the college's sports facilities are of professional standard. Recently, the sports ground on Woodstock Road has been enhanced by the expansion of the sports pavilion, and students now have access to brand new changing facilities and a bigger bar and post-match socialising area. If you enjoy keeping fit, then there are all sorts of sports facilities to take advantage of, including a gym with free weights and aerobic equipment, 2 squash courts, 3 hard tennis courts, a rugby pitch, and much more. If you're keen on drama and music, then you won't be short of activities to get involved in. St John's organises at least 1 in-college production per term, be it a full-scale drama, comedy review, or Christmas panto. There are also lots of college trips to the theatre in Oxford as well as in London. There's a non-auditioned orchestra that you can sign up to, and the chapel choir sing evensong twice a week, as well as giving a full-length concert at least once a term. St John's provides its undergraduates with housing for the duration of their course. On the completion of the Kendrew Quadrangle in 2010, an additional 70 new student rooms, all en suite, were made available. Like many Oxford colleges, St John's is a beautiful place to come home to at the end of the day, and the atmosphere is friendly and welcoming. It's a great place to meet your first friends across a range of subjects and get involved in lots of different activities outside of your studies. Students say there are 2 ghosts in the college, one who lives in the library and doesn't like anything modern, and the ghost of King Charles I, who is sometimes said to ride past the dining hall at night, escaping from the parliamentarians. Rumour or not, there's always something interesting going on at St John's. Famous alumni include the novelists and poets A.E. Housman, Robert Graves, Kingsley Amis, and Philip Larkin, as well as former Prime Minister Tony Blair.